Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This is Randy Russell sitting in for my good friend Jack Block. And now today's commentary. Two recent events have gotten little attention in the national press, but could have a profound impact on U.S. agriculture, the economy, and our national security. The first involves a recent study put out by Virginia Tech, which showed that agriculture's annual productivity rate over the last 10 years increased by only 1.1%. Experts suggest the U.S. must average annual productivity gains of at least 1.7% in order to help feed the world's expected population of 9.5 billion by 2050. This should be a wake-up call to our federal policymakers. It's time for Congress to make agriculture research a national priority. Basic ag research is the seed corn of our future productivity growth. The 2023 Farm Bill provides Congress the opportunity to address the agriculture productivity challenge by significantly bolstering basic ag research. It's time for Congress to act with a bold new investment in the seed corn of our great industry. The other event that caught my eye is the recent purchase of 300 acres of land by the China-based Fufang Group near Grand Forks, North Dakota. Fufang is a large agricultural company with alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Fufang has stated they purchased the land to build a corn wet mill. My question is, why Grand Forks, North Dakota? Might it just be that Grand Forks and the surrounding eastern North Dakota house 150 intercontinental ballistic missiles, so-called ICBMs, representing nearly 40% of the U.S. arsenal? ICBMs can fly over 3,400 miles and form a cornerstone of the U.S. nuclear capability. It is exactly for this reason that North Dakota Senators John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer have asked for a full U.S. government review of the national security implications of the project. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner and Ranking Member Marco Rubio have also raised strong concerns with the Fufang project. Do we think a U.S. agribusiness company would be allowed to build a similar wet milling operation anywhere near a Chinese military base? Again, the 2023 Farm Bill gives Congress the chance to greatly strengthen oversight and reporting of foreign ownership of U.S. agriculturally related assets, with a particular focus on China. To this end, the Secretary of Agriculture should be made a permanent member of the federal government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. CFIUS reviews all foreign acquisitions from a national security perspective. In addition, the 1978 law, which requires disclosure of foreign ownership of U.S. farmland, needs to be greatly strengthened and broadened to include not just farmland, but all agriculturally related assets. One final thought. The preamble of every recent farm bill talks about the need to preserve and protect the family farm. No one can argue against this. But there is now a higher objective. With supply chain disruptions and growing security threats from countries like China, it should be clear to every American, food security is national security. Sounds like a pretty good mission statement for the 2023 Farm Bill. This is Randy Russell reporting from Washington.